story now from the front lines of the opioid crisis in America. 884 people died of drug overdoses in West Virginia in 2016, and opioids were the main driver of those deaths. That's according to the CDC's latest numbers, which make West Virginia the state with the highest overdose death rate in America. Well, in one small town in West Virginia, a piece of this very big problem is coming into focus. An investigation by the House Committee on Energy and Commerce has found that drug wholesalers sent nearly 21 million prescription opioid pills to Williamson, West Virginia, between 2006 and 2016. 21 million pills to a town of only about 3,000 people. This was first reported this week by the Charleston Gazette-Mail in West Virginia, a local paper that won a Pulitzer for its opioid reporting. And Eric Ayer is behind all of that. He's State House reporter for the Charleston Gazette-Mail. Eric, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Eric, we're talking about hydrocodone, basically Vicodin, and oxycodone, basically Oxycontin. 21 million tablets that made it to this town. How did that happen?
Well, it happened over the course of a decade, and this congressional committee has identified two major suppliers, their regional suppliers, and there was a connection between the pharmacies and a pain clinic in that town that's since been shut down. Pharmacies had ordered this high volume of pills over the course of 10 years. It was supplied by the wholesalers to the pharmacy, then distributed to the people who attended the pain clinic.
Well, give us a little bit of an idea of how this worked. Two small pharmacies in one tiny town, distributors, some of them out of state, pumping huge amounts of opioid prescriptions into these two pharmacies. People at these places, these businesses, must have known this wasn't all for healthcare. So what was going on?
Yeah, I wasn't there at the time, but we've seen photos of people lined up around the block, and there's been some video footage that has been released. You had people coming from all over the area, from other states. The pharmacies were actually just a couple blocks from the pain clinic, and the pharmacies themselves were just four blocks apart. So you just had this picture of massive number of people and massive number of painkillers being distributed.
What about the distributors themselves sending all these millions, tens of millions of tablets to just these two pharmacies? I know that business was good. They were making lots of money, so I get the incentive structure there. But people there had to have known, again, that this wasn't all about pain relief and good medicine.
Yes, and the letters, they outline two things from the congressional committee, the letters that were distributed to these drug wholesalers. First off, there was high volume shipments to both pharmacies over consecutive days. And the other thing they point out in the letters is there were huge spikes in pain pill numbers from year to year. So one year you'd have 100,000 hydrocodone or oxycodone distributed by this particular drug wholesaler. And the next year it would be 1 to 2 million hydrocodone. So they saw these huge, huge spikes, and there was no explanation yet from the drug wholesalers.
And why didn't those huge spikes set off an alarm somewhere, or did it, but the money was so good that people just ignored it?
Well, I think it set off an alarm. The feds did shut down the pain clinic. Both of the pharmacies that filled the prescriptions for this notorious pain clinic are still open, however, although under new management, we understand. A couple things. DEA has said that they didn't have enough manpower at the time. Most of these shipments were in the 2008 to 2012 period, that they had a lack of manpower and that there was a lack of leadership in West Virginia. Plus, our Board of Pharmacy at the time wasn't enforcing rules that would have helped identify these quote-unquote suspicious shipments.
What's been the reaction from the county and from the state of West Virginia? You mentioned that laws and regulations that could have caught this huge high volume weren't being enforced at the time. What are they saying now?
There has been some movement by the Board of Pharmacy. They have enforced rules that have been on the books for years that are requiring these distributors to report suspicious orders from pharmacies. That in part has led to a 12% reduction in hydrocodone and oxycodone over the previous year in terms of total number of pills distributed. The big change, though, is now all these counties and cities in these areas that were flooded with pills, they filed lawsuits against the drug distributors and the pharmacies and the doctors seeking to recoup what they say were the ravages, the economic impacts of all the drug abuse in their areas.
Eric, meanwhile, the Justice Department announced this week a crackdown on overprescribing through the DEA, presumably targeting the types of doctors who were sending these many hundreds, thousands of patients to Williamson in your story. What's the federal crackdown look like?
Well, it may be too little too late because the problem has shifted mostly to heroin and fentanyl, although pills are still running three or four behind in the drug overdose death rates. And again, I've heard this year after year, there's always talk that this is our number one priority, that we're going to do a crackdown, yet the overdose rates, the drug overdose rates continue to climb. And West Virginia, as you know, has the highest drug overdose death rate in the nation. And these counties in particular that were bombarded with pills have some of the highest drug overdose death rates in the nation among counties.
So just to be clear, it sounds like now that the crackdown is coming from the feds, cracking down on prescription legal pills, the epidemic has moved on to illicit drugs that you won't find in the doctor's office.
Right. However, I will say that there's been a number of studies nationally and in West Virginia that even though the people are dying of drug overdoses caused by heroin and fentanyl, and actually now methamphetamine is a leading drug overdose cause, that many of them, upwards of 50%, had a prescription within the previous year for a pain pill. So the pills are still in the mix. It's just that they're the volumes of the pills that we saw 4 or 5 years ago have declined significantly.
Eric Ayer is State House reporter for the Charleston Gazette-Mail. Eric, I want to thank you for all the reporting that you've done in your community and across West Virginia for the whole country.
Well, thank you for having me on.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.